My name is Erica Talia McCarthy, and I use gratitude as a cornerstone for attracting everything I want in my life. I am here to show you how to reduce stress, create great habits, and develop a winning mindset that will allow you to create the life of your dreams by planting gratitude seeds and watching your gratitude garden grow. Come on my journey with me as I share what has worked and what has not worked in my life. Let's manifest, change our mindsets, and make this world a better place together. Welcome to the Gratitude First Garden. I am so happy you are here. Hey God, it's me. God, I have no idea what I'm doing wrong. I mean, I'm listening to all of these sales gurus and they're telling me to reach out to a bunch of people and make sure I DM as many people as possible and send all of these mass emails, and I'm doing everything that these sales gurus are telling me, God, but I just have no idea why in the world I'm not getting as many sales as they promised I'd get. Like, what am I doing wrong? I'm listening to the gurus, right? God, I really need your help on this one because it's becoming so frustrating. How do I get more sales? Thank you so much. Amen.
Erica, you're doing sales all wrong. I'll show you how.
Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us close our eyes and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And take a bit of time to show some gratitude today. You know, as we go throughout our day, we may experience some things that disappoint us or make us feel bad or down about ourselves, but we can always flip the script and think about something intentionally that makes us happy and that we're grateful for. So if you've had maybe a rough day today, you weren't feeling your best, I totally get it. This week has been a little choppy for me as well. But let us collectively take this moment, this precious moment right now, to shift our mindset and shift our perspective and think about the things that went well today or this week. What went well? What can you stop and say thank you for? What made you smile? What made you feel good? So let us take a brief moment to think about all of the good things that actually happened this week now. Very good, my gratitude first gardeners. Let us take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and open our eyes. And we'll start the show after this short break. You're having an amazing day, an amazing week, an amazing month. Yay! You guys, today is such a special day. Today is my wonderful, amazing, beautiful mother's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom! Virgo season is in the house. My mom is living it up right now in Cancun, you guys. So, Mom, I hope you are having an amazing time. Happy birthday. And continue to shine brightly. Thank you so much for all that you do. I love you so much. And if I have any other Virgos out there, I want to know. So, has your birthday already passed? Is your birthday coming up? Do you have any big plans for your birthday? Shout out to all of my amazing Virgos. And Virgo season is special to me, you guys. Like, although I am an Aries sun and an Aries moon, I am a Virgo rising. So I always celebrate just a little bit during Virgo season as well. Although that's not my sun sign, but I hope all of my beautiful Virgos, I hope you're doing well. And I hope you are enjoying your birthday season and living it up. I have several friends who are Virgos. So I am going to be, of course, reaching out to you guys on your birthday. And I just hope that you guys do something fun that you will enjoy. And to all of my non-Virgos out there, I still want to know how you're doing. So come and say hi. You can find me online at Gratitude First. That is Gratitude1ST. You can find me on Instagram, in my Facebook group. You can email me at hello@gratitudefirst.com. So yeah, whatever your channel is, or best way to reach me, I would love to talk to you and say hello. Of course, you can find me on YouTube as well. So come and say hi. So you guys, today I have a really cool topic. And, you know, I just started thinking about some of the things that we kind of intuitively do when it comes to our sales, but those things aren't actually helping us to make sales. So today I am going to talk to you guys about the things that you are actually doing wrong, W-R-O-N-G, when it comes to your sales. Now, the first thing I want to tell you, and if you've been listening to me and watching me for a while, you know I am huge on mindset, okay? So I know that it sounds so cliche, you guys, but mindset truly is everything when it comes to your business and your sales and just your life in general, right? So that quote, I forgot who the quote is by, I'm so sorry, but that quote that says, you know, whether you believe you can or you can't, you're correct, you're right, it's so true. So the first thing I want you to do when it comes to sales is know that you can. Know that you can sell, know that you can reach your goals, know that you can have a successful business. And I want you to start thinking of your sales as service, right? You are providing an amazing service to your customers and your clients. And, you know, if they don't get this service from you, they are going to go to somebody else and find this same service or product or whatever, especially if they're really, really looking for it, right? So why shouldn't it be you, right? You're providing a service or a product that they need and that they're already going to be looking for anyway, right? Now, when it comes to sales, some, you know, if you're like, Erica, I'm not closing a lot of my sales, or I hear crickets, right? When it comes to sales, I'm not reaching my goals. Definitely understand, you guys. I still have goals that I am trying to reach in my business, but I have found some things that really, really, really work well for me when it comes to sales. And I want to share that with you today. Okay, so numero uno, you guys, you have to get personal when you are talking to your potential customers and clients, right? So what I mean by personal, you guys, is if you're reaching out in the DMs and you're sending the same exact, you know, message to everyone, you're just mass spamming people with the same message, you know, if you're cold calling, if you're emailing people, even if you're, you know, just trying to talk to people who are already on your email list, right? Get personal, you guys. So what I want you to do is I want you to find something about that person or about that business that you can talk about when you're reaching out. So for instance, let's say, you know, you're DMing your ideal customers and clients, you guys. And first of all, this should never be spammy. You should always find people who really connect with you and your brand, right? So if you notice that the same person always comments on your posts or the same person always likes your posts and things like that, then that would be a really good person to reach out to in the DMs and introduce yourself. So, you know, you can say, first of all, I want you to go on their page and learn a little bit more about them. So, you know, what do they post on their page? Do they post about business topics, or are they into fashion? Are they into makeup? Do they post a lot of pictures with their family and friends, or a lot of food pictures from them eating out? Get to know your tribe, you guys. Get to know your ideal customer and client. And then I want you to write those things down that you observe about their page. Find three things that you like about their page. So I loved your last post on your, you know, positivity and mindset. I loved your outfit in the post that you had last week. OMG, your makeup in the post 3 weeks ago was so cute. Where'd you get it, right? Like, I want you to start building rapport with your ideal customers and clients, and that starts with you learning more about them. And then when you start to DM them, I want you to make the message personal, right? So even if you do business to business sales, you can still do this. You can go on that business website and you can find different awards. What do they talk about in their blogs? Go to the about section and look at, you know, the CEO or the managers or whoever it is that you're reaching out to in the B2B transaction. And I want you to find information about that specific person or that company, And when you reach out to them, I want you to start saying, hey, you know, congratulations on making the Inc. 5000 list this year, right? Oh my God, did you go to, you know, Clemson as well? I graduated from Clemson, or my mom graduated from Clemson, right? You know, find something, you guys. Oh, I see that you have, you know, a really cute dog in the about section. You know, I had a dog when I was little. I loved her so much. Her name was blah, blah, blah. Start there, you guys. Always start with something personal. Always start with something personal, because you have to remember, you know, people get spammy emails, spammy DMs, and I'm sure you get them too, right? Spammy phone calls all of the time. So you don't want to just be another, you know, fish in the sea of spammers. You want to show your ideal customers and clients, hey, I'm actually paying attention, right? I'm not just, you know, I'm not just sending the same mass message to everyone. I actually am interested in you. I'm interested in getting to know you. And here's how I show it, by personalizing my message. I'm telling you, you guys, when you start doing that, it'll go so, you'll get so much further with your, you know, with booking calls, with your sales, with even selling products. You will get so much further when you start personalizing. And yes, it does take more time, right? You can mass email, you know, hundreds of people at a time by sending the same message, right? So yes, to find out more about your ideal customers and clients, it is going to take some time. It's going to take some research, right? So instead of sending 500 emails a day, you might only get to send 25 emails a day. But you guys, those are going to be 25 quality emails. And I guarantee you, you will start getting more responses faster, even though you're sending a smaller amount of emails, I promise, or emails, or whatever it is that you send, DMs, calls, whatever, right? You're going to get much better responses because people are going to feel like, oh, you know, she's really interested in me. So personalize, 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 personalize. Okay, the second thing is, when you start hopping on these calls, let's say you're a coach and you're selling, you know, coaching sessions or group coaching sessions or what have you, when you start hopping on these calls, you guys, stop making the calls about you. And I know that is so counterintuitive, because we're thinking, okay, I have to sell them on the call. I have to tell them how great I am, how great my product is, how great my company is, right? It's totally counterintuitive, but stop talking about you so much. And what I want you to do is, I want you to start asking questions, right? So when, you know, your ideal customers and clients get on these calls, start asking them, you know, okay, what problems are you having right now? Let's say you're a relationship coach, right? What is your ideal relationship? And I am far from a relationship coach, you guys, so I have no idea what you should be asking. I'm just like making this up, okay? So please don't, you know, if you're trying to be a relationship coach, do not take these questions as Bible, right? But, but, you know, if you're a relationship coach, like, what is your ideal relationship? Tell me a little bit about your past relationships, right? What was your upbringing like? What kind of household did you grow up in? What kind of things were you told in your childhood about relationships, right? And again, I'm not a relationship coach. I'm just, you know, going off the top of my head with this, you guys, but I want you to start asking questions. That's my point, right? Because then you can create a package that is, again, personalized, right? So when you start talking about your product or your service, you can say, hey, Sally Sue, you know, from what I see, you've had a lot of, you know, hardships in your early childhood when it comes to relationships. You saw your mom and dad argue all the time. So what I really want to focus on in my coaching with you is kind of, you know, undoing some of those childhood traumas and those limiting beliefs, right? When you personalize, you guys, and you're speaking directly to your customer and client, you will be surprised at how much more you close on these sales calls because you are like creating a package that is specifically designed for them, right? Now imagine if Sally Sue had all of these childhood traumas that she's never addressed, and you don't know that because you didn't take the time to get to know her or ask her questions. And then when you get on the sales call, you're just talking about, okay, Sally Sue, well, I know you had a great childhood, right? So let's talk about your current relationship statuses. And while you're sitting there, you know, pitching your idea and pitching your coaching, right? Sally Sue is thinking in her head, wow, like I'm just another number. She knows absolutely nothing about me. Actually, you know, I had a really rough childhood when it comes to my relationships and how I look at relationships, but she doesn't know that because I'm just another number. That's exactly what Sally Sue is going to be thinking if you're pitching the wrong service or the wrong product to her, because she's like, you didn't even take the time to get to know me and what I really need. So when you're on these calls, you guys, these Zoom calls, these discovery calls, these consulting calls, whatever it is that you want to call them, I want you to stop talking about yourself and your product so much and focus, ask questions to the person who's on the call. And one thing you can even do that I do with my coaching is I send, you know, my ideal customers, my wonderful ideal customers and clients, I send them a survey or a questionnaire before our call. And I ask them to fill that out because that helps me to get to know what they're looking for in their business, where their mindset is at when it comes to being an entrepreneur in business, you know, what are their goals. I send them a questionnaire and then I create a personalized presentation depending on how they answer their questions. And it shows them, okay, so in the questionnaire, you said this. This is how I'm specifically going to help you in this area. This is how I'm specifically going to help you shift your limiting beliefs around, you know, rich people being greedy, right? Let's say that's their limiting beliefs. I was told in my childhood, all rich people are greedy. Okay, Sally Sue, this is how I'm specifically going to help you shift your beliefs around that, right? So when you get personal, you guys, you can create personalized presentations, and they're going to know, like, and trust you even more because they know that you actually took the time to get to know them and their needs. Okay. So I hope that makes sense, my loves. And I know, again, it takes more time to get personal with your calls, but in the long run, it's going to turn out so much better. I promise you. Okay. So next, I want you to start creating options for people, right? So if you only have, like, let's say you only have a high ticket offer right now, your coaching sessions are, I don't know, like $2,000 for 6 weeks of coaching, right? I want you to start creating a funnel where the people who really like you, really know, like, and trust you, who can't, you know, necessarily afford that $2,000 right now, I want you to still have them in your email list somehow. So whether that's creating a freebie, whether it's creating a lower ticket offer so that you can move them from freebie to lower ticket offer and then to your $2,000 coaching session. But I want you to, you know, instead of just letting those ideal customers and clients go and say, oh, well, you can't afford it, I'll, you know, contact you again within 3 months to see if anything has changed, or 6 months. Instead of doing that, you guys, get them in a funnel, right? So freebie, low ticket offer to high ticket offer. And that way you can, you know, if you're emailing your list every week, which you should be doing, I highly recommend that, you know, they can get to know you more. They can know your coaching style. They can know what you teach on, and that will build that know, like, and trust even more. Okay. So, you know, think of options where if someone can't afford one specific service or product right now, how can you still get them into your circle so that when they can afford it, You're able to, you know, they're ready to jump right in because now they really have that strong foundation and they really know, like, and trust you. Okay, my love. So those are some things that you are doing wrong that we have all done wrong, definitely including myself, when it comes to sales calls and sales in general. So I hope this was super helpful. And yeah, let me know how your sales increase by implementing these tips and tricks. I love you so much and have a great day. Tuning into the Gratitude First podcast. Remember to subscribe for more positive episodes that plant seeds of goodness. Let's be friends on social. Come say hi to me on Instagram at Gratitude First. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a comment and spread the word about the podcast by telling everyone you know. I love you. Stay blessed and manifest those dreams. Have a magnificent day, Gratitude Gardeners.